This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. In his first televised speech since being sworn in as Pakistan's new prime minister, Imran Khan said the country is in the worst economic condition ever and pledged to fix that. VOA asked Rand Corporation South Asia analyst Jonah Blank what problems Khan might be facing in trying to accomplish his goals.
The biggest immediate problem is the fiscal problem, and Pakistan will almost certainly have to go to the IMF for a loan. This has happened many times in the past, and each time the IMF has imposed an austerity program that the government of Pakistan has had difficulty implementing.
In his TV speech, Prime Minister Khan pointed to the growing divide between the rich and poor in his country and said he would adopt austerity measures to relieve the strain on the economy and tackle the country's foreign debt. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck the Indonesian island of Lombok Sunday, just hours after a 6.3 magnitude quake shook the island. Paul Caruso is a geophysicist at the U.S. Geological Survey.
In that area, there have been six other events of magnitude 6.5 or larger in the last 100 years.
A 6.9 magnitude earthquake that struck Lombok on August the 5th killed 436 people, forced 350,000 from their homes. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari returning to his country to news of yet another Islamic attack in the northeast. At least six people were killed when suspected Boko Haram jihadists raided the village of Malari in Borno State. One report said 19 were killed. The issue of insecurity is expected to be a main campaign issue in next year's election. This is VOA News.